Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Let's go and have a chat now in the West, and we thank him for, well, I know he's been up for a little while anyway, but it is only 6:27 in the morning in WA, but leading and popular owner Bob Peters joins us. Morning to you, Bob.
Good morning.
How you been, mate?
Very good, thank you.
Have you been watching all the Everest and the Melbourne Spring from a distance with, hopefully with some good thoughts?
Oh, no, I'm just trying to concentrate on what's happening over here.
You're battling to keep up with your own, are you?
It's a bit hectic at the moment.
It is. It's carnival time, and I guess that's why I'm talking to you on air. Where we can't wait to see Enticing Star again. Already the one run back. How is she going into Saturday's Listia?
Everything's good with her. Big step up, as you realise. She hadn't raced in any black type company until last start, where she met them very good weights. But this time she's meeting Group 1 winners at weight for age. So each time it's a big step up for her.
It is. Do you think she's capable of doing it just watching her, Bob?
I'll tell you that on Saturday.
Oh, come on. You can give us a bit more than that. How good is she?
Well, so far she's done everything we've asked her to do, and that's all we can ask, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Has she? You've had some nice horses. Is she showing you the potential that she could end up being a really, really good horse?
Yes, she shows me that she can always reel off a very good 600, and any horse that can do that can win your races.
Yeah. So how do you see the makeup of this race on Saturday? There's only a reasonably small field. You've probably got a better feel on it for pace. Does it look suitable at 1400 that she can show that speed that we're enticed by?
Well, a small field I think will help her. She mightn't get too far back and have to go through too much traffic. So hopefully she can be tucked in just behind them. That's where she seems to want to race, and hopefully she can run them down. But as I said, she's stepping up in grade, so it'll be a good test for her.
Understand. She's won 8 from 8, but you've really put her in races that have suited her to get to where I guess you wanted to be at this time of the year.
Yes, that was my plan, to sort of come through the grades, and she came through a lot easier company, and then we had to sort of give her a little bit of a test last start. And as I said, she went into that race very well when you looked at the weights. So now she's into the big time, isn't she?
She is. You've also got Perfect Jewel in this race. Can she improve out of the northerly?
Yes, she's coming along well. Gradual step up for her.
Scale of Justice comes back to racing. Man Booker's had a couple of decent runs for Dan Morton. Who is the main threat to your pair, do you think?
Oh, I think you've probably known. The Great Shots, a Group 1 winner as well.
Yep.
So, and they will, Great Shot and Scales of Justice, race up near the pace. So I think Man Booker sits a little bit behind them, and we'll probably be at the back as usual.
Yep, and hopefully running on. That's the Listia. What about the Fairweather? You've got four entered there. Are they all going to run in that race over the 1400?
Yes, at this stage they'll all be there. This is the lead-up race to the Guineas, and they've all earned their spot, so we'll see which one comes out as being probably our best one after this race.
Are they all pretty even?
And so far on what they've shown us of the races, they're pretty even. But we'll know a lot more after this race. The one that Williams on, he didn't have a lot of luck last start, Regal Power. So probably if you looked at race performance, he's probably the worst. But then he might turn out to be the best.
Yep, understand. And the other one I was going to mention, True Defender and True Occasion. I mean, they're only lightly raced, aren't they?
Yes, we don't do much any racing at all as two-year-olds, so they're all just really new.
Yeah, understand. And how does the, I mean, you've entered large numbers, obviously, in the big group ones, the Masters races. How does it look at this stage, Bob, for you?
We're looking, you know, as good as we probably could be at this stage. A lot depends on what comes over on the plane when it arrives shortly. So then I suppose then it'll all sort itself out as far as markets are concerned.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the moment, our horses are here and they're all well, so that's all we can hope for.
Yeah, exactly right. I don't know whether this is a fair question or not, but how many, when you plot your campaigns for the summer, how many horses are you looking at, Bob? How many have you got that you'd love to run during your period there?
Well, we've got our main ones that we'd aim at the bigger races, and then there's a bit of a team that follows on behind, and I suppose you'd call them the hopefuls that they might step up.
Yep. Is one of those Arcadia Queen?
Yes, you know, with the three-year-olds, they seem to sort themselves out, you know, fairly quickly as we go along, and she'd be in our top bracket.
Yeah, she was, I know she got beaten the other day, but it was just the way she finished off in the Burgess Queen.
Yes, yes, that was, so I suppose you'd call it a well-planned race by the opposition.
Yeah, it was. Just for our listeners, outside Enticing Star, the mare that we're excited about to see on Saturday, is there one or two, Bob, that our listeners could jot down and follow over the next few weeks?
I'd say Galaxy Star and Action.
And Action, okay. All right, well, we'll jot those down and we'll follow them over the next little while. But there's so much intrigue going into the weekend with Enticing Star that I know what you're saying, Bob, and I fully respect what you're saying, that she's got to take the big step. But we're excited over here in the East about a mare that can remain unbeaten at any time.
Yes, well, the way things are these days, this is small numbers, isn't it?
Yes, it is, compared to... When you watch Winx, what do you think of her, Bob?
Oh, she's just amazing. She's just, you know, that class of her own, isn't she?
Yeah, she's marvellous. All right, well, thank you for taking our call, mate. Good luck on Saturday. I hope they all run well for you and in the list here with your two runners.
Three, actually.
Yeah. Three, sorry. Yeah, you've got the other one as well, yeah. So good luck, mate. I hope they all run well for you.
Thank you.